Hey, everybody. It's Fun Friday here on WDCX. And today we're going to be talking about awkward dating experiences. First dates gone horribly wrong. Dates that just didn't really work out. Things that you wish you never had to do again. Kid you not. So, yeah, we're going to be talking about that with the Zach Man. Is he here even? Is even in the building?
There have been no sightings thus far.
No sightings of Zach Man. Okay. Well, let us know if you see him, all right?
I will.
Okay.
I will.
That would be good. We got Mr. Myers here, Josh Myers.
Hey, Neil.
Hey, what's up, man?
What is up indeed?
You sound very chilled. What's happening over there? Are you sleeping?
It's the weekend.
I see. Yeah, it is officially the weekend because it's been the weekend for 52 minutes and 53 seconds right now. And we got Big Bobby Spade over here, my buddy from Danbury, Connecticut, back in town for the walk to end Alzheimer's. What's up, Spadey?
I can walk.
He can walk. All right. Along with 4,000 others tomorrow at Delaware Park. And just, you know, to be serious for a moment, your dad passed away from dementia.
Yes, Lewy body dementia.
Yeah, and how many years ago was that?
It's about 5.5 now.
Okay. Lewy body, not unlike Alzheimer's. It's another form of dementia. But my dad has dementia. Your dad had dementia. And so you're going to walk in memory of your dad. I'll be walking in honor of mine and many others. We had a lot of folks call in to the station yesterday. So lots of activity tomorrow. And we're going to be walking in honor or in memory of dozens upon dozens of our WDCX listeners, family members, friends, and others who are all going to be, you know, represented at the Walk to End Alzheimer's. By the way, guys, did you know that we're at 96% of our goal? We had wanted to reach $20,000. And I'm here to say right now that Josh Myers is going to write the check to take us over the top.
I had another idea.
What was that?
I mean, I just round up and you're there.
Oh, just true. That's a very evangelistic thing for you to say. You know, there's like 20 billion people coming to the walk tomorrow.
Just kidding, of course.
Right.
There's 4% out there. Let's open the phone lines.
Yeah. So we're praying that those of you who are listening are going to help us get to that $20,000 mark. But it's real simple to do. Just go to WDCXradio.com, click on the purple feet. That's our website. Click on the purple feet and sign up to donate and register to walk with us at Delaware Park. Also, you can go to our Facebook page, WDCX Radio, and we've got a link there for you, too. Super simple. Thanks, Josh, for setting that up, by the way.
Hey, my pleasure.
You're amazing, Josh.
Those are my feet, actually.
Incredible. Are they your feet?
Yeah.
Nice.
No.
I want to get that checked out.
Lucky they're not mine. They wouldn't fit on the page.
Yeah. Exactly. Did you see, by the way, did you see him hold his shoe up?
Yeah.
We have a size 17 clown shoe here that we just...
It's not 17.
It's at least a size 17 clown shoe, and it's we keep it because it's cute, right? I mean, we love clown shoes. We sometimes call each other clown shoes.
Nominate the clown shoe for certain people.
Yeah, who's the clown shoe today?
Emily Tenter is the clown shoe.
We're gonna meet her in just a minute here, but yeah. Anyway, Spadey held his shoe up to it. It was like the exact footprint.
Come on.
You got like a size 17 clown shoe, buddy. What in the world?
Not the exact footprint.
The clown shoe looked like it to me.
It was much wider.
Looked like it to me, bro. Can't convince me otherwise. Hey, you mentioned Emily Tenter. Just scoot up to that microphone, young lady. How are you, Emily?
I'm good.
Dear sweet Emily, who is a writer-producer here at WDCX. For how long now?
1 year last week.
No kidding.
Yeah.
We missed your anniversary.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, let's all go home to celebrate right now.
All right, see you guys. Come on, let's go.
He shuts it down. Dude, we need some groove, actually. Music isn't working for me right now.
Need some of that good. Here you go.
Yeah, don't put on Josh's music, though.
Here we go. He's bringing a groove now.
Mm-hmm. You know it's Fun Friday now.
Got a little rockin' soul. Thanks for tuning into the radio station, ladies and gentlemen. Come on, give it to us. Give it the groove. Pump it up.
Can you feel it?
I don't know what it is about that particular groove, but it's kind of cool. All right, so Emily, we're back to Emily. A year and 1 week at the station.
Yes.
Where'd you go for dinner? The anniversary dinner.
The Bonefish Grill.
Okay.
Actually,
can respect that.
Really? And so you got a letter from corporate saying you could go out and send them the receipt and stuff?
Yep, and we were feeling fish, so went to...
Okay. Working the Bonefish Grill.
Yeah.
Awesome. Ed, that's at the one at the Boulevard Mall?
Yes, yep.
I know that one well. Yeah, all right. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
You do such an incredible job writing our commercials here for WDCX. You're looking at me like I'm lying to you.
Well, I'm looking at you like that's the first time you've ever said to me, thank you, Neil, that's so nice.
Well, I didn't know that. Oh. Wow, she just threw me right under the bus.
Your own show.
And backed it up.
Now, there's one commercial I want to talk to you about, but we'll talk about that one later, all right? Otherwise, you're doing an exceptional job.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Wow, if I had known, I would have probably thrown in a little extra so you could get dessert at the Bonefish Grill, all right? I would have done that for you, just so you know. But today we're going to be talking about first date nightmares, dates gone horribly wrong. Doesn't necessarily have to be first dates, but blind dates, dates of all kinds, first date nightmares. Did you ever go out on a date, Emily, like a long time ago? Back when you were younger. How old are you, by the way? Like,
I just turned 24.
Come on.
Yeah.
No way.
Yep.
Okay. I was going to go with maybe 19 or something. Yeah.
Ouch.
No, I'm dead serious. You're a very young-looking young woman.
Thank you.
That was a compliment, yes.
It was definitely a compliment. Yeah. Okay, so way back when you were young, stuff that happened on a first date. We've all been on a first date at one time or another. So it's time for you to fess up to get us started here. In honor of your anniversary at WDCX. So what was that date like? What happened? You don't have to give too many details, just a few.
Is it okay if I share a story of the first time I got asked out on a date instead? Because I really didn't go on a date until my husband took me out on one. Because I'm the most awkward person alive, and so I scared away all of the boys.
It was a very awkward thing you just said, actually.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. Sure, so you're saying that this was somebody who asked you out, but you didn't go out?
Yes.
Okay.
It was horrible. You know, Neil just pulled me in here like 5 minutes ago and asked me to relive one of the most horrible experiences of my life. So
this is Fun Friday.
Listen, just listen.
Yeah, this is what we
fun
do.
For everybody except for me. Yeah, so at church I was real involved in youth group, and there was this kid in my grade who he just was in love with me for, I don't know why, because I could tell he liked me, and so naturally I avoided him for 4 whole years of my life.
Wait a minute. He liked you,
so
you avoided him?
Yes.
What's the logic behind
that? I didn't like him back, and
I
didn't have the heart to tell him, so I just got real awkward and never talked to him. And sometimes I was a little bit mean, but he still liked me.
So
like,
for 4 years you went the other way? Like,
yeah.
He's coming, you duck in the ladies' room or something?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Yep. And he still liked me, so... It was actually after we graduated high school and after we finished our first year of college, a bunch of my friends from church got together and we were hanging out and eating pizza at his house, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And I was leaving with my friend Michaela, and he stopped me on my way out and he's like, Emily, is it okay if I ask you something? I was like, And so I, in
an, so classic.
In an effort to not be left alone in this awkward situation, I awkwardly yelled to my friend Michaela, like, hey, Mickey, wait up a second. And then I like turned to look at him and he was like, actually, I kind of want to talk to you alone. And I was like, ah. So
this is perfect.
So
okay.
Michaela went out to the car to wait for me. And he asked me if he could take me out to dinner, and I don't even remember what I said. I think I made a lot of weird noises, and I, like, I stumbled over
never
all my...
Never
Yeah, just like that. And I think I, as nicely as I could, I told him that I didn't really ever see us becoming more than friends, and then I awkwardly, like, backed out of the house, and then I went and... I think I felt so bad because I knew how much he liked me and I knew how much he had like put himself out there. And so I went home and I cried about it because we were sort of friends.
You are the worst sort of person.
I know.
This poor guy.
It was horrible.
Loved you for all those years.
I know.
And all he wanted to do was have a dinner with you.
I know.
Emily, I can't even believe
it. It's haunted me for years, actually.
It's haunting me right now to think about this poor guy. Do you know he's in counseling probably right now? His whole life is on hold,
actually. I don't know if he's dated anybody since then.
You ruined this poor guy's life.
Emily.
I told you, you asked me to relive a very painful memory.
Okay,
it was
wait
so awkward. It was so awkward.
Yeah, apparently it was. But you know what? This is life, right? This is what happens in real life. I asked girls out and they said no. They did the same thing. They went, you know, they awkwardly backed out of a room and ran away. You know, that's happened. But I would actually, it happened. I would really rather know up front that somebody's not interested than have somebody string you along. That's way worse. That's way worse. So I commend you. You know,
that makes me feel better.
For cutting it off before it got going.
And it only took you, what, 5.5 years?
About five and a half. Yeah. To do the right thing.
So good on you, Emily. Good job.
I am married now, so somebody looked past my awkwardness and.
Dathan, good on he's Dathan. A good man. He's
he
a very good man.
Yes.
Yeah, that's awesome. Just real quick, any of you guys ever get shot down like that when you're asked? I mean, you don't have to tell the whole story, but. Never? Okay, so Josh, whenever you ask somebody out, they're like, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Pretty much?
Josh has a game he plays.
I see, okay.
He plays the wait until there's absolutely no possible way that there's ever going to be a no, and then you ask.
I see.
So if there's any doubt,
I cannot fail, so I have to make sure it's going to happen. Yeah. OCD thing.
Yep.
I got it. Okay, Spady? Yep. Come on, anybody? I mean, you don't have to give names, but... Ever say, hey, would you like to go out? And they were like, was it actually, or just said a flat out no?
No, pretty much it's, the response is, you're a nice guy, but.
You're a really nice guy, but. Zach, man?
Can't say, and I'm not saying that it's never been a no, but I, to my recollection, no.
Okay.
Never happened.
Well, you're a fortunate man. Because that, cuts like a knife, right? I mean, there was a song about that. It just hurts. Love hurts. But, yeah. Anyway, so Emily, do you think Jesus forgave you for that? Wow. No, really. I mean, because that was pretty bad. That was like the worst thing you've ever heard.
What's his number? Let's get him on the line.
No.
Call him
right now.
Counseling right now.
Can you reach him? Can we call him?
No, we cannot. I'm sure I have his number somewhere, but I don't remember speaking to him since then, actually, and it was real awkward because we went to the same church, so we see each other every summer, and I hated it because our friendship was never the same.
Do you believe in the Bible, Emily?
Yes, I do.
You believe in the whole counsel of God? Okay, then what about the part where it says, greet the brethren with a holy kiss?
Stop.
What? Come on. This is the whole word of
You're
God.
You're laughing at me.
Yeah. Here we go.
Stop.
There it is right there.
Zach, man, throws Emily under the bus.
Wow.
Well done.
This
All
is
right.
The song of the summer, actually.
There you go.
That was. Okay. All right, so we'll let you go, Emily. We're not going to hold you any longer against your will here.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for sharing your horrible story with us.
You're
but
welcome.
You got us started anyway.